I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. Well, there's still 2 years to go until the next presidential election, but Rock the Vote is already getting underway. Launched in 1992, the organization uses pop music and its influence to help register young voters. What once began with a focus on baby boomers and Gen Xers has now shifted towards millennials. Rolling Stone reports that RTV hopes to register 1.5 million voters for the approaching midterm elections, saying only 25% of millennials typically vote. No word on whom in the music industry will be involved in the upcoming campaign, but past spokespeople have included Miley Cyrus, Madonna, The Ramones, and Aerosmith. More details have been released on that forthcoming Prince album. It's got at least two tracks. Prince tells the Minneapolis Star there's two songs in the can for the new record. One is a, quoting here, menacing rap song, which features British singer Rita Ora. And another is a pop ballad, inspired by none other than Purple Rain's Apollonia. No release date yet, but we'll keep you posted. Memphis music suffered a loss over the weekend. Mabon Teenie Hodges has died. The million-selling artist passed away Sunday night at Baylor University Medical Center from complications of emphysema. He'd been brought to Baylor after coming down with pneumonia following his appearance at this year's South by Southwest. The guitarist's work crossed multiple genres, and he collaborated with many artists, but he was best known for his work with Al Green and his performances on high records in the 70s. He was 68. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.